So this is an interesting, like, free therapy. Julie texts in, I want to know who bought the costume of the outlet and the plug that the husband went as the plug to the work party.
There was a text question like, why didn't the wife go to the party?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there could be like just employees only parties. I mean, we don't really have spouses come to our parties. Another text, I think this is from Ashley. Ooh, sparks are flying. Wouldn't let this one rest. Conversation had to happen between work wife and Sparky. So how'd they come to the conclusion of plug and outlet? Very good point.
This is true. Chelsea. Uh-huh.
I have a long-distance boyfriend, live away from him. I actually live with a dude. We went as a couple's costume this year, and I let my boyfriend know in advance, like, hey, just want to let you know what's going on. Robin Hood, Maid Marian. Don't, like, freak out. Literally, his exact words were, why would I freak out?
I think the difference is you told him.
And he did not tell her.
Yeah, I guess that's probably the big red flag, but at the same time, people, like you said, people are so quick to jump on the whole, oh, he's cheating.
Right.
Nowadays, everyone's in it for the instant gratification. I've been with my guy for 11 years, and whether I told him or not, it really wouldn't have been a big deal.
Right.
But that's because we have that whole trust thing going on where he goes out and parties while I'm not. So I think people need to start learning to trust a little bit more and not be so quick to freak out.
I think it's a little bit more suggestive that it's a plug and an outlet. You know, we got another text message. I was like, let the office lady sort it out.
Oh, boy.
Listen. Listen, 1 year Brenda and Carol went as Romeo and Juliet. It was adorable. It was adorable.
Uh-huh. I think this is a little different, though.
If Helen comes in... She's the one that would do it, too.
Oh, you think?
She's the one. She's the slut.
Oh, God.
That's what I heard. I heard that she does this with all the new accountants.
Ah.
She goes as outlets, and then she just finds the unsuspecting men to go as the plugs. Hashtag, I hate Helen. Hashtag, Helen the homewrecker. She didn't even bring
Helen the homewrecker.
Listen, she didn't even bring the pumpkin-shaped cookies like I asked her to for our party. She was too worried about going as the outlet. Hashtag Helen the homewrecker. June said it best, though.
What'd June say?
June whispered in my ear and says, I think there's more.
Oh, I want to work at this fictional office. I do.
You can continue commenting Facebook, Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show.